Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia lowered flags to half-mast for a day of mourning, and people continued to lay flowers on Sunday in memory of those gunned down at a rock concert outside Moscow. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The attack at the 6,200-seat venue on Friday night was the deadliest inside Russia for two decades. More than 130 people were killed when four men, armed with automatic weapons, burst into the Crocus City Hall concert venue. More than 180 were injured in the attack. Russia says it has detained 11 people, including the four gunmen, who fled the scene and made their way to the Bryansk region. Footage released by Russia's investigative committee on Sunday appeared to show the suspects being brought to the committee's headquarters in Moscow. Islamic State have claimed responsibility for the attack.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Officials claim three of the four suspects charged with carrying out the concert hall attack in Moscow have admitted guilt for the incident in a Russian court. The four were formally charged Sunday with committing a group terrorist attack resulting in deaths. The offense carries a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday more than 200,000 consumers in the country's second city of Kharkiv were left without stable electricity supply, following what Kyiv said was Moscow's biggest attack of the war so far on Ukraine's power grid. Russia pounded Ukrainian power facilities on Friday, striking a vast dam over the Dnipro River, killing at least five people and leaving more than a million others across seven regions without electricity. This is VOA News. Vote counting is underway as Senegalese were finally able to cast their ballots Sunday for various candidates in the presidential elections after months of political tension and uncertainty. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ajalo is in Dakar and has this report.
By Sunday evening, most polling stations around Senegal had closed, and the much-anticipated presidential election seemed to have gone smoothly, according to most reports. Observers from many organizations were present, including from the European Union, which sent 100 observers all over the country. In a news conference Sunday, Malin Bjork, who heads the EU group that arrived in January, gave an early assessment. She says, this morning our observers were present in 40 polling stations. Our summary as of now is that the poll took place in a calm environment and was well organized. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
The southern African nation of Malawi has declared a state of disaster over drought in 23 of its 28 districts. The president says it urgently needs more than $200 million in humanitarian assistance. Malawi is the latest country in the region to have its food supply crippled by a prolonged and severe dry spell linked to the El Nino weather phenomenon. The plea for help from Malawian President Lazarus Chakwera Saturday night came less than a month after neighboring Zambia declared a national disaster over drought. A third country, Zimbabwe, has also seen its crops decimated. Ireland is poised to get its youngest ever premier as Simon Harris is elected the leader of the country's governing party. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Harris will replace Leo Varadkar, who announced his surprise resignation last week. Harris, who's been the coalition government's further and higher education minister, was the only candidate to put his name forward to succeed Varadkar. Varadkar himself had been Ireland's previous youngest prime minister. In his victory speech, Harris said this was a moment for Fine Gael to reconnect with the people. Karen Chamas, London.
Palestinians who fled an ongoing Israeli raid of Gaza's main hospital have told the Associated Press of mass arrests and forced marches past dead bodies. Israel's military says it's killed more than 170 militants and detained about 480 suspects in the raid on Shifa Hospital that began Monday. The United Nations says Israel is now blocking its main agency helping Palestinians from sending food aid to the enclave's devastated north. Experts have warned of imminent famine there. I'm Joe Ramsey.